So if you'll open up for a moment to the Mishnah Daf Chaf, Omid Aleph, you'll see the last line on the page. It says, Nashim Pturim Mikriyat Shema. And then if you turn to Daf Chaf Omid Beis, the Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah says, V'chayov Mitfila. So that, as far as tefillah is concerned, women are obligated. And the Gemara asks the following question. The Gemara says, "Ubitfilah." One second. B'chayom bitfilah. And here we have two girsos. So we're going to start with our gears. So the gears that we have in our Gemara is the following. Derachmei ninhu. But if you take a look at Tosas has a different gears. Tosas gears is pshita. But why did the Mishnah have to tell me that women are obligated in tefillah? Tefillah is not a mitzvah sasheis magroma. He says, ma'u detema ho'aluk sivbe. It says, erev avokot tzarayim. Is kmitzas say shasman gromadami that women should be exempt from tefillah and the habamina because it's a mitzvah say shasman it's a town garment. Okay, so kamashvah and the Mishnah tells me that women are obligated in tefillah. So we're going to look at the Rambam, which you'll see on that page that I gave you, and it's the third paragraph. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah writes mitzvah say lispalel bechol yom. And So as far as the chiyuv mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah that is derived from the pasuk of V'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem, there is no set requirement of X number of tefillos a day, right? There is no set nusach tefillah. He calls it the Mishnah tefillah, and there's no zman kavua min haTorah. It means any time during the day you daven and you yotze the mitzvah d'oraisa of V'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem. Then the Ram writes, Lefichach noshim v'avodim chayovim b'tfila. Lefiche hi mitzvah saseh shalo azman groma. In other words, we go back to the Doraisa, and there's no time limit with regard to tfila. The entire day is one continuous flow entity. The chiv tfila can be fulfilled at any moment of the day or night. Any limitation is only derabbanon. And that's what the Rambam means, that ein minyan hatfilos min haTorah. So the fact that there are three tefillos, each one has its own time period, that's all derabbanon. But the mitzvah per se, if you go back to the Doraisa form of the mitzvah, essentially it's a mitzvah seisha lazman groma. So the guts, the kishkis of the mitzvah, when we go back to the Doraisa, is a mitzvah seisha einazman groma, and therefore women are obligated. And then the Rambam goes on to describe how we fulfill the mitzvah. Elochiv mitzvah zukachu he sheheyado mischanein umispal b'chol yom umagid shvachu shal hakadosh baruch v'akach shol tzrochav shutzorach lem v'vakoshu v'tchid v'akach nosin shevach v'odoyel Hashem al hatova sheshpilo kol echad lufi kocho. Every person once a day should begin with shevach and then go on to sheilas tzrochav and then finally conclude with hodoyel. On the top left, the Rambam, just to summarize, holds that tefillah on a Doraisa level is as a shalah asman groma, and therefore women are obligated. So the question is, so how does the Rambam interpret Agamar? Ma'od the tema, I might have thought that whole ksiba erevok mitzorayim kibitz asesh asman groma domi. And the Gemara seems to say that tefillah is a mitzvah asesh asman groma. But women are obligated nevertheless because of a principle called derachmei ninu, which we'll in Mitzvah we'll get to, is hayu mirabbanan. Now, the Gemara wants to tell us that even though the Rabbanan instituted a Zman element into the equation, they introduced the fact that this mitzvah of tefillah is Zman Groma, again only on a Rabbanan level. But therefore you might say that this mitzvah Rabbanan of davening three times a day or three set times is not obligatory on women. And the answer is no, that tefillah is rachmininu, and therefore women are included in this obligation. Now, what would that mean? Does it mean that a woman has to daven three times a day? We'll have to see as we go along. But in any event, the Rabbanan included the women in the time-bound mitzvah, which is a mitzvah tefillah Rabbanan, because of rachmininu. But as far as the chiv d'oraisa of one time a day, then there's no difference between women and men. So that's why I told you we're going to, the rachmininu we have to take up as a separate, that's going to be that page over there, if you see it on that table. We have a whole page about the rachmininu. So now let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Siman Kuvav. Noshim va'avodim afal pishe p'turim mikriyat shma chayovim b'tfila. Now, at this point, we're talking about the mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah, and that mitzvah is not time-bound. It's any time you daven, you fulfill that mitzvah, and therefore women are obligated. So at this point, on a d'oraisa level, we don't need rachmininu, meaning we don't need to find some sort of reason or excuse why women are obligated in tefillah, because we're talking about tefillah d'oraisa, which is mitzvah seisha lo hazman grom. Now, the commentary on the Shulchan Aruch is the Magen Avraham, and he has the following comment. He says, v'chein kasav ha-rambam, in other words, that mitzvah tefillah is a mitzvah seisha d'oraisa based on the pasuk v'ulyavdo b'chol avavchem. But the Rambam says that as far as your mitzvah d'oraisa tefillah, you're not limited to any particular time period.
So sorry for the delay.
No, that's okay. You'll see a page over here on the table if you want to take it.
Thank you very much.
But mid'oraisa, one time a day is fine. So there's no element of zman groma, because any time during the day or night is fine for the mitzvah d'oraisa tefillah. And therefore, women would have the obligation of tefillah d'oraisa. Says the Magen Avraham, l'kach nagu rov nashim, most women therefore have the minhag of ein mispalos b'tmidus. They don't necessarily have to recite the tefillah three times a day. All they have to do is express some sort of bakasha in the morning. He says after negel vasa, and b'oraisa di bozeh. So on a d'oraisa level, women just have to recite one bakasha, and that's it. You know, she wakes up in the morning, and she says, God, you know, grant me health, and that's it. She has fulfilled a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah seisha eina zman groma, and women are obligated, but that's only on a d'oraisa level. Now, what about the three tefillos d'rabbanon, which were enacted by the chachamim, that have a time-bound element? You know, you're time-bound in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. Efshar, says the Magen Avraham, perhaps, gam chachamim lo chivu yose.
I agree.
In other words, since the Rabbanon instituted a time-bound mitzvah of tefillah with a certain nusach and a certain set time, well, that's already a mitzvah seisha zman groma. That you can't impose upon the women.
You're relating this to Brachot.
To Masechta Brachos, yeah, you weren't here, we learned the Mishnah and the Gemara here in Brachos.
Right, and if I remember correctly, in Daf, the 17th Daf, there's even a place where it mentions that those who work in the field and those who study Torah are also, if it's Min HaShemayim, it's such one thing. So are you relating this in any way that a woman, if she is Min HaShemayim, if she's raising her family, everything else that she's doing, and as a result, this in itself is worthy of the merit of heaven.
Okay, that sounds good. Right now, we're just...
You're relating it to which daf?
We're in the Mishnah Daf Chaf, that's what we learned together.
Yeah.
And the Mishnah Daf Chaf says that women are obligated in tefillah.
Right.
And now we're suggesting, according to the Magen Avraham, that women are obligated in tefillah d'oraisa, which means one time a day, any sort of bakasha.
Right.
And it's not formalized, there's no nusach, there's no zmanim, it's a mitzvah seisha eina zman grom, because any time is good. And now we're trying to analyze, what about the mitzvah d'rabbanan of tefillah, which is erev, vokav, and tzaraim, are three set time periods.
Right.
Would the women be included in that? And the Magen Avraham vacillates back and forth. He says, efsha, it's possible that lo kivu chachamim yosef. The chachamim left it as it is on a d'oraisa level. The Torah says that for a woman, one tefillah, one bakasha day is sufficient. And maybe the Rabbanan just said that's fine.
Okay.
So our discussion is, does a woman have to daven three times a day? If not three times a day, maybe twice a day, maybe once a day. Or is it just some sort of bakasha that whatever she feels, she could put it in on a day, within that day, then she fulfills her mitzvah d'oraisa.
It's just efsha.
Efsha means he vacillates back and forth. He doesn't come to any conclusion.
Other than lighting the candles, of course, and certain things are obligations.
Right, our discussion is only about tefillah, and it's only about tefillah d'rabbanan. So
okay,
let's go over this.
Thank you.
As far as tefillah d'oraisa is concerned, women are obligated. But tefillah d'oraisa, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch of Paskin, is only once a day. Says the Magen Avraham, the best idea we can recommend is women wake up in the morning, after they wash Negel Vasa, they express some sort of bakosha to Hashem, and that's it. Did the Rabbanan impose any additional chiyuv on the women? When the Rabbanan created a chiyuv on the men, maybe it's only on the men, to daven three times a day? And the Magen Avraham is inclined to think that the Rabbanan did not go as far as to impose that on a woman. And you might say that perhaps, according to the Magen Avraham, the reason why women are not obligated to feel the Rabbanan is because they're busy doing X, Y, and Z, and therefore they're not chayav in Erev, Vokav, and Tzaraim. You can't pin them down to a certain particular period of time. So the Rabbanan are also operating with the principle of Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma. But now all this is based on the Rambam sheet. The Rambam sheet is that tefillah is d'oraisa, derived from the pasuk of do. The Ramban, however, holds that tefillah is only derabbanan. V'chein das rov poskiv. In other words, any drasha that you find that avodah shebelev is tefillah, that's all an asmata. That's not really a din d'oraisa. Fine. Now we're up to the Magen Avraham on the flip side of your page. You have a page that's kuf vav.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. So the Magen Avraham here on kuf vav is quoted as saying that according to the Rambam, women are obligated in tefillah because it's a mitzvah sheisha lo hazman groma, but they have to daven once a day. Once a day, the Rambam says. However, there's a chiyuv d'rabbanan, and we don't know if this chiyuv is imposed upon women, but the chiyuv d'rabbanan of tefillah is shmon esrei, you know, the specific brachos, and it's three times a day. That already changes the nature of the mitzvah of tefillah, at least on a d'rabbanan level, and makes it into a mitzvah seishas man grama. And if with regard to that chiyuv, says the Magen Avraham, noshim pturos, they're only chayav in the mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah, which is once a day, and without any specific nusah. That's because the mitzvah tefillah d'oraisa is a mitzvah seisha lo hazman groma. But if you ask me, are they obligated in a mitzvah d'rabbanan of tefillah, which is the mitzvah of erev, vokav, and tzaraim, that's a horse of a different color. That's already a mitzvah seisha hazman groma. And women are exempt from a mitzvah seisha hazman groma, therefore they don't have to daven three times a day. All they have to do is daven once a day. And he writes that lochein b'chiv d'rabbanan ze pturos, they're exempt from this chiv d'rabbanan of davening specifically the shmon esrei and three times a day. That they're alleviated from. Rak hayovos the mitzvah d'oraisa shel tefillah. Why? Because mitzvah d'oraisa shel tefillah is not a specific nusach. It's not a specific time, and therefore they can fulfill their mitzvah as women. They're only obligated in the d'oraisa by some one bakasha, let it be right after you know, Negel Vasa, whatever it is. Okay. Now, the formula for a mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah, which women are obligated in, is very amorphous, so to speak. It's not specific. It's kind of, I would say, almost deliberately ambiguous. I mean, those are my terms. Because if you look in the Magen Avraham, he says, "Be'eza tchina u'bakosha." Those are the three words you want to underline in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is not going to pin them down to a specific content or substance that they have to ask for. Whatever they feel they want to ask for. It's very, very individualistic or very subjective, and it's not formalized. There are no, you know, there are no lines or conditions that are said here. It's an open-ended kind of Eza Tchila Tchino Bakosh. Eza Tchino Bakosh means whatever they say, whatever they ask for, that's fine. So you have a 15-year-old girl who wants to get a new dress for her sister's wedding. So she wakes up and she says to Ribono Shalom, you know, we don't have that much money, but can you help me and find this dress and buy a dress, a nice dress that's not so expensive? She was Yotzei al Mitzvah Tefillah D'Oraisa. It's Eza Bakosha, Eza Tchina She'iyah. So the Chiddush of Rav Chaim, that's in the next paragraph, is that when the Magen Avraham says that women can fulfill their mitzvah d'oraisa b'chol bakosha sha'omrim, what it means is that although the Rambam says that tefillah d'oraisa requires a structure that opens with shevach and then it continues with bakosha and then it goes to hodaya, and the Rambam goes out of his way to say that the sequence is critical, mitchila, first magid shvachu shal kodesh baruch hu, v'akach shol tzrochu, v'akach nosein shevach v'odoy el Hashem, ala tov v'shishpil onu, hakol ufi tzarko, and the Rambam says that that's a doraisa, because again, the Rambam hasn't yet formulated exactly what the nusach is, and the requirement of three times a day. The Rambam is talking about tefillah doraisa, and the Rambam sets up a whole structure here of how you fulfill tefillah doraisa and in what sequence. So there are three dimensions, three elements or variables that make up tefillah doraisa according to the Rambam. That's A, shevach; B, bakasha; C, hodaya. And not only that, the Rambam requires a sequence where we begin with shevach, and only then, after shevach, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for whatever we need. Is therefore, even though the nusach ha-tefillah, what we call the matbeah of the brachas of tefillah, that's all drabanan, but the bare bones doraisa tefillah has to be made up of these three elements. You have to start with shevach, go on to bakasha, and conclude with hodaya. So your bakasha is sandwiched between shevach at the beginning and hodaya at the end, and that the Rambam presents as a din doraisa. Says Reb Chaim, then according to the Rambam, the Magen Avraham is not right. What was the Magen Avraham's point? That tefillah d'oraisa is just any tefillah, any bakash, you know, I need to buy a dress for my sister's wedding, and that's it. Ask Hashem to help you for whatever it is. Nay, Reb Chaim disagrees with the Magen Avraham, at least as far as the Rambam is concerned. You know, the Magen Avraham is not committed to the Rambam sheep, but the Magen Avraham seems to understand that this is tefillah d'oraisa according to the Rambam. No specific nusuf, no specific time, any bakosh that you want to pull out during the course of the day, that's the mitzvah tefillah d'oraisa. That's not so, says Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that the Rambam, if you read it meticulously, tells us that even tefillah d'oraisa has a structure. It has various elements, and all of which are critical. The element of shevach, the element of bakosha, and culminating with hodaya. And it's got to be in that sequence. And that is the mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah. If the Rambam is maintaining that women, no less than men, are obligated in tefillah d'oraisa because the mitzvah says she'ein hazman grama, then they would have to fulfill this three-part recipe of tefillah. They could not rely on any tefillah, any bakash that they want, like the Magen Avraham, because that wouldn't be enough for tefillah d'oraisa. Tefillah d'oraisa has a requirement, and that requirement is both in terms of content and in terms of sequence. There's got to be number one shevach, number two bakosha, and number three odoya, and in that order. And that's tefillah d'oraisa. If women are obligated to tefillah d'oraisa, don't tell me that all they need to do is ask for, you know, a raise in salary. That's not enough. They have to go through all the conditions A, B, and C that are necessary to fulfill tefillah d'oraisa.
Yes, even kavana. I mean, in your subconscious comment that you had made is wonderful, beautiful. The fact is, the sister is praying for a dress. It's actually, she's also fulfilling another mitzvah. She wants to make her sister happy. The sister be proud of her for a wedding. You know, v'simcha.
Right.
You know that you have to make the bride.
But again,
happy.
You know, it's very nice that she asked for Hashem should help her get a dress. But where's shevach?
Yeah.
Where's hodaya? And where's the sequence in which she begins
with Shem? Maybe by saying, because you're the great mighty God who wants us to look magnificent.
Oh,
because we are in your Shalom and Demut.
And then thank you, God, for all that you gave me, you know.
Yeah,
that would be Tefillah D'Oraisa
that you made me.
And then a woman would fulfill her obligation. But to go as far as the Magen Avraham is concerned, the Eiz of Bakasha Shehi, you know, one single Bakasha, whatever she wants, that doesn't cut the mustard, because the Rambam defines the parameters and the requirements for Tefillah D'Oraisa.
Maybe the intention is there. Maybe.
Okay, but that's not the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says Eiz of Bakasha. We can't. You can philosophize as much as you want, but it has to be
the content of the prayer.
But the Magen Avraham spells it out. The Magen Avraham, you have to be honest to read the text. The Magen Avraham says that a woman could fulfill her mitzvah, D'Oraisa, Tefillah. She washes her hands in the morning, and Eiz of Bakasha Shehi. Mm-hmm. He doesn't mention a word about Sheva. Not a word about Odoya. Not a word about the sequence.
Or Kavanah.
Or Kavanah.
I
don't know about Kavanah. Let's leave out Kavanah again. She has a Bakasha. I mean, I can't imagine a Bakasha without Kavanah. She's not reading some text by rote.
Yeah, right.
She's asking Hashem for what she needs. So Kavanah is not an issue, but where's Sheva? Where's Odoya? And where's that very definite and well-defined sequence of A, B, and C, Sheva, Bakasha, and then Odoya? And all this, the Rambam says, is the nitty-gritty, you know, that's the bare bones of Tefillah D'Oraisa.
So what
does the Magen Avraham, what does the Magen Avraham mean when he says, oh, it's enough Bakasha Kolshi, any Bakasha that she has? That's not really true.
So what would the Sheva, what Sheva would be in that particular instance? What would you say?
What Shevach is God, you're the wonderful God, you know, you're great, you're mighty, you're holy, you are Kael HaGadol HaGibor HaNora. You know, in effect, if you accept Reb Chaim's view about women, then I would say that a woman should certainly pray Shmon Esrei. And that's certainly against the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says her own Bakasha, whatever she comes up with. But no, Reb Chaim would probably, again, I'm speaking on the behalf of him, I hope I'm not misleading you, he would advocate that she should be reciting the Shmon Esrei. That's the only way she can guarantee the two elements that are absolutely critical for Tefillah D'Oraisa. Number one, Sheva, Bakasha Odoya, and in that sequence. So again, you know, if she's very creative, every morning she could wake up and rack up brains and say, oh, but Sheva, but forget it, why not just give her the Shmon Esrei? That's the easiest way out. Now we're up to a paragraph that starts the Ode Nirah. Do you have such a paragraph? Okay. Great. The Ode Nirah, it seems beyond this, that what the Rabbanon requires in Tefillah D'Oraisa for women as a requirement, as a mitzvah seisha lo azman grama, that memela chayovas gam bi ofen ha-mitzvah shechivu chachamim dahainu lispalel gimel pa'amim biyom. Now this is a revolution of great major proportions, and if there were any women here in our audience, I would tell them to leave because they don't want to hear this. This is what you call mutav shi shogigin, because what we're about to present here is based on what's called the Shagas Arya. The Shagas Arya was one of the great giant thinkers of Talmudic law in the last two and a half centuries. And we don't want to tell this to the women, because the women are going to find out something that is very very strict, and that is that even the mitzvah d'rabbanan of tefillah, which means three times a day, three Shmon Esreis a day, Shachris, Mincha, Maariv, even that is incumbent upon the women. Once they're chayovos in the mitzvah d'oraisa, then the Rabbanon are going to say, who's ever chayv in the mitzvah d'oraisa is also chayv in our mitzvah that we're enacting as the Rabbanon. And the Shagas Arya says the following, which you'll see on line 10. He says, HaRamam Kosa Reshachos Tefillah, the mitzvah sas, I'm going to read this fast and then explain it, the mitzvah sas seim in HaTorah l'spalel b'chol yom, V'ein minyan ha-tefillah min ha-torah v'ein lo zman kavu v'avim lei mitzvah seish zman imzom kevan de'ein lo zman kavu v'chol ha-emes shemispal b'yom v'alayla yotzi dey chavos min ha-torah kevan de'noshim chayovas b'ikar tefillah shel torah osad tefillah shetiknu rabbonu l'zman kavu afal gav d'avi zman groma tiknu nami l'noshim. And why, again, so you want to underline those words, Tiknu Nami Linoshim. Hoil, what's the logic? Ho, v'chayolos v'ikar tefillah shel Torah. Ugemara Abrinan Vechayomas Bitfil de Rachmin in Uklomar Afal Gavdit Filavi Le Mitzvah Sasachis Man Brahma on a Drabonan level. Mikomakom Hol Verachmin in Uktiknu Aflin Noshim. So it works like this. The Gemara says that the reason why our Mishnah had to go out of its way to point out that women are chayavs in tefillah, which is something that's obvious because it's a mitzvah seishal or zman grama, is because mitzvah seishal tefillah is zman grama, albeit min rabbanon, because the Torah says that the rabbanon are now authorized to set up tefillah de rabbanon, which is shachris, mincha, and ma'ariv. And without our Mishnah, I would have said there are only chayovas and mitzvahs tefillah d'oraisa, which is once a day. Kamash malon, that even the mitzvah d'rabbanan, despite the fact that it's zman grama, women are obligated because of this principle called rachmininu. We haven't touched on what rachmininu means yet, but we're hoping we'll get to it. But be that as it may, what the Shagasari is saying is that if you learn the Gemara and it's shakalitari back and forth very properly, you'll see that the rachmininu is coming to tell me that we're going to expand the chiyuv of women from the mitzvah tefillah d'oraisa to include even the mitzvah tefillah d'rabbanan. And that's a gevaldige chiddush that the Mishnah was mechadish, because if not for the Mishnah, I would have said that mitzvah tefillah d'rabbanan erev voka v'tzorim is a classic mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Why would women be chayovos? And the answer is mitnei rachmeninu. That rachmeninu means, rachman means compassion, you know, that they need compassion no less than the men do, and therefore we're going to include them in the mitzvah d'rabbanan of Erev Tzoraim and Boker. Wow! According to the Shagas Aryeh, because women are included in the d'oraisa mitzvah of tefillah, is ipso facto when the rabbanan is extended or embellished the mitzvah d'oraisa to include Erev Voker v'tzorayim three times a day, they included everyone who's obligated to tefillah d'oraisa. They didn't exclude anyone. Again, if women were not obligated in the d'oraisa, that's one thing. But now that we've established that tefillah d'oraisa is incumbent upon women because it's the mitzvah seisha ein asman grama, now the rabbanan expanded and extended the mitzvah of tefillah on a rabbanan level. It now has erev voker v'tzorayim. They can include the women because the ladies are also included under the chiyuv d'oraisa of tefillah, and if the rabbanan are going to extend that tefillah d'oraisa, which is Einas Man Groma, and set up a tefillah d'rabbanan, which is Man Groma, Erev Okvitz Orayim, they're not going to leave the women out. They're going to include the women. So it comes out according to Shagas Aryeh that women are chayav not only in the mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah, which is a mitzvah seisha Einas Man Groma, and that per se was pshita. I didn't need the Mishnah for that. When the Mishnah says women are obligated in tefillah, what the Mishnah had in mind to be mechadish is that women are obligated in tefillah drabana. Ma'u d'tema, I would have thought if not for Mishnah, that bishleim in tefillah don't rise, so that's law as man grown. And therefore women are obligated. But mitzvah saseh shel tefillah drabanan, which is a mitzvah that is time bound, erev voker v'tzorayim, that women are excluded from, because it's a mitzvah seishas man groma. Come, Mashal, the Mishnah wants to tell me name. Women are obligated to tefillah, not only tefillah de oraisa, but even tefillah de rabbanan. Not only in tefillah, which is a mitzvah seishas einas man groma, but even in tefillah as a mitzvah seishas man groma, which means women have to daven three times a day. Now go home and tell your wives that they have to daven three times a day. In my case, I'll be sleeping on the couch for a long time. Who wants to hear this? That's why I say we're lucky that there are no women in the audience. Now today, women want to take upon themselves as many mitzvahs as they can. So Rav Soloveitchik told us that once he had a woman who wanted to wear a talis. She said it's inspiring. She wants to wear a talis. Okay, so there's a whole story I'll tell you later. I don't want to distract you now about what the Rav told her and what he said to this, and she came back. A whole story. A whole chagada. But women want to take on new mitzvahs. So sometimes I think women overstep their bounds. They take on mitzvahs which are not shayach to them. And whenever you take on a chumrah, it always messes you up somewhere along the line. It's not always a good idea to take on a chumrah. So I'm not sure that we're always satisfied with women taking on other obligations. Sometimes, and this has nothing to do with women, it's true for men also. When men take upon themselves obligations, it inevitably backfires.
Yeah, I mean, even the Nazir is a character who...
Yeah, he has to bring a carpet.
Exactly.
But in this case, if a woman would say to me, Rabbi, I want to take on this chumrah and daven three times a day, I would say, Kol HaKavod, go for it. Because the Shagasari says that that's exactly what our Mishnah in Brachas is telling
us.
Open up the Mishnah in Brachas Daf Chaf, and you will find that, according to Shagasari's reading of the Mishnah, women have to daven three times a day. Because I didn't need the Mishnah to tell me that women have to daven once a day. That's Pasha. The Gemara says Pshita. I don't need a Mishnah for that. I need a Mishnah to tell me that despite the fact that mitzvah that tefillah is a mitzvah seishes man groma, here women are obligated because tefillah rachmeninu. So it's a zman groma. What do you mean tefillah is a zman groma? The Rambam says you only have to have once a day, any time of day is good. The answer is we're talking about tefillah drabbanan. And Rabbanan established that who's ever included in tefillah deraisa, ipso facto, is included in tefillah drabbanan.
What would we think of a woman putting on tefillah and at the same time, you see these women now, lately put on tefillah even.
So that's again, that's a churah shemevili day kula, because there's so many laws about tefillin. Why don't we wear tefillin the whole day? My father told me that his grandfather wore tefillin the whole day. He said, now he departed from his grandfather when he was 12 years old. He says, I can't remember my grandfather without tefillin. Can't remember him without tefillin. It's funny because we only have one picture of my father's grandfather. And he doesn't have tefillin. So they say that was a picture he took for a passport because he thought he was going to get out of Litva, out of Russia. He never got out, but he didn't have tefillin on. So somebody wanted to draw in a picture, tefillin on this. Anyway, so what I'm just trying to tell you, Rabosai, is that you have to be very careful. But in this case, I think it's win-win. And there's no drawback here. Tefillin, I don't know. I can think of a million problems with tefillin. And even I myself, I don't want to wear tefillin too long because I know how strict the laws are about tefillin. So I wear tefillin and I finish my davening and I take off my tefillin. When I was a youngster, I used to wear tefillin on Fridays, I remember, till noon. I was a big fromach then, so I used to wear tefillin on Fridays because Friday was a different kind of day in yeshiva, so I used to wear tefillin. But tefillah, I mean, there's no drawback here. What's the loss here? This is a Shagasari who learns Pshat in the Mishnah. He reads the Mishnah as addressing this question of the scope of the obligation of women in tefillah, and the Mishnah is giving us an answer that women have an obligation in tefillah that doesn't fall shy of the obligation of a man. It's Erev, Voker, Tzarayim, three tefillahs a day. That's what the Mishnah is telling. Now, what I'd like to do at this point, let's see what time it is. Actually, we have another 5 minutes. I was going to start a discussion about tefillah rachmeninu, which I have here.
Nice.
Maybe I'll wait this for tomorrow. But I do want to, if I could push you for another 5 minutes, it's up to you. I would add here something which you may not have on your page, because I think your page ends with this paragraph of Hinen. Correct? That's the last three lines. So what I want to do is I want to read to you a few more lines on the next page. So that'll be Torah Sheval Peh.
Please.
And the Rambam says at the beginning of Tefillah of Sefer Av, that every the Rambam had, how many books does the Rambam have in the Mishnah Torah? 14.
Yeah,
correct. So every book in the Rambam opens up with a pasuk. Now the first book of the 14 books is called Ava. That's what we're learning now. Hilchas Tefillah, that's in Ava. First volume. So the Rambam quotes the following pasuk. Ma hafti sorasecha kol hayom hisichasi. Pasuk in Tilly. Why did the Rambam choose that pasuk for the mitzvah of Ava? So to answer that question, we ask what halachas are included in this book of Av. So we have basically Kriyat Shema, and we have Tefillah. And Ava basically is what's the word I'm looking for? It addresses these two mitzvahs. These are the mitzvahs of Av. Again, the Rambam also has the mitzvah of Ava, to love God. But we're adding another chiddush here. That what's common to these two mitzvahs of Kriyat Shema and Tefillah? These mitzvahs represent Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim and Bakoshas Rachamim. When you think about it, those mitzvahs are really not time bound at all. Every moment of a person's life, he should be dedicating himself to Malchus Shamayim. You know, it's not that, you know, for an hour a day, you know, maybe in some religions, you know, for an hour a day I go to church and I'm a religious Catholic or a Protestant, whatever I am. But that's not Judaism. Judaism says that Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim is basically 24/7. Again, the formal mitzvah with its various details and minutia about which parasha is to read and how many times a day and the sequence, and that's already the more embellished mitzvah. But if you break down the mitzvah to its nitty gritty, it's Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. It's a mitzvah tadira. Tadira means it's 24/7. And rachamim, we need divine compassion, so we have to supplicate to God. That's also 24/7. Those are mitzvahs tadiras. Again, the actual fulfillment of the mitzvah, like when you read Kriyat Shema, that's limited to certain specific times. And tefillah also, I can't expect you to do tefillah to be installed the whole day, so we set it up that there are certain zmanim kavuim when you fulfill your mitzvah of tefillah. But if you're asking me in the essence of the mitzvah, I call it the kishkis of the mitzvah, in the case of Kriyat Shema, Kabbalah, Ol Malchus Shamayim, in the case of tefillah of Rachmeinu, when and what time during the day should I be dedicating myself to those mitzvahs? The answer is mitzvos tedirios. They are constant 24/7. And therefore, let's go back to the Rambam's pasuk. What pasuk opens up Sefer Ava, which is dedicated to Kriyat Shema and tefillah? Ma'ahavti sarasecha kol hayom hisichasi. What the Rambam wanted to emphasize to us, what the Rambam in his choice of this pasuk was transmitting to us, is that these mitzvos are really kol hayom hisichasi. That batzmusa, if I could isolate the essence of the mitzvah, strip it of all its embellishments, well, it's levushim, and go back to its essence. These are mitzvahs of kol hayom hisichasi, of constant mitzvahs tmidios. And this perhaps means that when the Rambam says that you fulfill these mitzvahs at certain time periods, let's say, for example, Kriyat Shema is pamayim biyom, be'erev u'baboker shavukov kumecha, basically that even though the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is bayom u'balayla, as two different entities, but the mitzvah doraisa and the kiyum doraisa is 24/7. It's not b'shavukov kumecha only at certain times and the other times, but really it's Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim as a mitzvah tmidis is kol hayom hisichas. And that really indicates that women, no less than men, are obligated in tefillah, because the mitzvah of tefillah in its essence is a mitzvah tmidis kol hayom. It's not in any way a time-bound mitzvah, and therefore women should be included. So we're going to stop here because we ran out of time, and perhaps tomorrow I would photocopy the rest of this essay. We're almost finished, and maybe we'll finish that tomorrow. Okay, so I'll take this opportunity to wish you a great day. Gershon, any questions?
Well, that's right, Hashem. I have to go to I'm going to a bris tomorrow morning. I'm going to miss this class.
Mazel tov. Yeah. I would go to the bris too, but I wasn't invited. Yeah, just kidding. Okay, then.